Konrads Kosmos. Die Mission Kreativität. Teil 1. Mit Christian Bürgel. Mission Control. Ready for takeoff.
T-minus 30 seconds.
The creative person is just one aspect of the broad field of creativity, but it's kind of in the center, because normally the creative person is considered like producer of the creative ideas, also the person who can help developing a creative environment. You need those people in a team if you want to have these creative moments and sessions. And it's also typically the creative person who contributes a lot in creative processes, and maybe even the person who will be able to facilitate the creative processes when we want them. So the creative person can be a great genius, but not necessarily. It can also be a standard human being, man or woman, who just comes up with better ideas for everyday problems, whatever it is we want to be creative about.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Konrads Kosmos, der Podcast des Gründungsservices der Filmuniversität Konrad Wolf. Wir, das sind Iskander und Charlotte, sprechen in dieser und in den zwei kommenden Episoden mit Christian Bürge, Professor für Kreativität an der Universität für angewandte Wissenschaften in Vilnius, Litauen. Christian ist an der Filmuniversität Gastdozent und gibt den Studierenden einzigartige Einblicke in das Feld der Kreativität. In dieser Episode klären wir zunächst, was Kreativität überhaupt ist. Also, los geht's!
So, hi Christian, thanks for your time and that you join our podcast for the following episodes. We will discuss with you the topic of creativity. And at first, plain and simple, what is creativity?
Creativity is a lot of things. A nice way to talk about creativity is to categorize it into four themes of importance for individuals and for companies and for society. One theme is about creative processes. And when we talk about creative processes, it's a structured way of temporary enhancing creativity. Let's say a meeting where we have a creative process, or a workshop, or a week where we isolate ourselves from being creative in a workshop style. Then we have another theme about the creative environment. When we talk about the creative environment, we talk about the physical and mental variables that can support us or destroy our creativity or become barriers to our creativity. Another theme is about the creative ideas or creative products, how we identify what is a creative product, what is a creative idea. A fourth theme is about the creative person. This is the theme for today also. And the creative person theme is focused on who is the creative person and creative people, how do we identify them, and how do we develop them to become more creative.
So the creative processes will be the subject in the following episodes. But before that, you addressed already the creative person. Who is this person?
That's a big question that have been asked for hundreds of years. If we go a little bit back in history, then the focus was more on looking for example, families that were more creative than others, because there was a strong belief that heredity played a strong role in becoming creative. So if your parents were creative and they gave birth to you, you would be creative. Then, of course, there has been a stronger focus on early childhood environment, like also your parents, but also other people, how they affect you. In recent times, there have been a much stronger focus on teams, actually, since the 1960s, 70s. Teams as the kind of vessel for creativity. But we still talk about the creative person as often an individual. So the creative person is someone. It's nice to think about that all humans are born creative, but maybe we are born on a different creative level, and maybe the life we live, the childhood we have, the adolescent and adulthood we have, changes different aspects of our way of being creative, thinking and behaving creatively. That makes us different. So some people, when we talk about adults or young people, are more creative than others. And what is it that distinguishes? What is it we can see that makes the difference between being very creative, normal creative, and very little creative? We look for some competencies, we look for some personality traits, and we look for some characteristics. And also a self-perception that people think they are creative. So creative confidence or self-efficacy. When we talk about creative competencies, then it's not just whether you're creative or not. There's a lot of different creative competencies to look for. For example, it's very good to be good to present ideas to other people. But that's just a lower part of acceptance making. If you become very creative, maybe you need to be highly persuasive. Because the more novel your ideas are, the more different they will be when you start presenting your ideas. If you're not good at persuading other people on your ideas, then you will be understood, other people will understand you as a weirdo. So often the difference in being a creative person or a weirdo in the eyes of others is how persuasive you are. So that's just one. So when we talk about competences, it's nice to think about competences related to problem identification, and competences related to idea production, and competences related to decision making or seeing creative when it's there, and competences related to acceptance making, like making other people accept your ideas and understand your ideas. So these four areas of competences are important for being a creative person. And then we can look for each of these competence areas, like idea production, for example. How good is a person at idea production? One measure is, of course, the number of ideas. Another measure is how many original ideas, how many inspiring, surprisingly different ideas does a person produce. And in terms of competences, we look for the way they produce the ideas. Do they use inspiration from other industries? Do they challenge fundamental norms and beliefs in an industry or in a work or in a discipline? It's possible to think about the creative person from a competence perspective by looking at these four areas and looking at them at different levels.
And why is it important to own these competences? Why should you be creative?
Again, that's also a little complex question. But from a personal perspective, from the creative person's perspective, then very often people would like to design and create their own life and society. And that's far easier if you get a lot of ideas of what your life should be about. Then it's less likely that you will just imitate what other people think is interesting. So the more creative you are, the more ideas, let's say you maybe have a understanding of what you like in life, but you don't know at 4 o'clock afternoon on Wednesday, what does that mean in practice? But translating your life beliefs into actions and everyday work and life, you need to be creative, because it's the ideas of what you're going to do in the weekend, the ideas of what you're going to make for dinner, the ideas of what, how you're going to do the work, how you're going to prepare the party. These are the ideas you need to make your version of your life. That's one part of the values, let's call it that, of being a creative person. Another part is how you can help solve problems for others, for yourself, for your company, for the human race, and for the world. So it seems to be more complex problems that the human race face, both some that are created by humans, but also some that doesn't seem necessarily to be created by humans. And they seem to be increasingly complex in the way we live, the number of humans we are, and the way we treat the world. So in order to solve these problems, we need not just ourselves to be creative, but we need a lot of people to become more creative to help solve these problems. If you think back some 100 years, then relatively few people took part in inventing new understandings of nature, new products, new technologies, new ways of ruling and governing and management. Maybe in the future, in the near future, we need far more people from the entire world to help develop new ideas how to solve these kind of problems in new ways. And that could speed up the way we solve our problems in the world, make the world less static and more dynamic. Another value I would like to take in now is, if we think about it from a company perspective, if let's say you're self-employed, let's say you work for a company or something, then creativity is very often considered the engine of innovation. So a lot of innovation activity is purely project and project management. But if you add creativity into it, then you get the novelty, the new values, that may be a new product, a new service, or a new way of contacting your customers or having a racing with them. For a company, it can give a competitive advantage, and sometimes a major, like a radical competitive advantage they may hold for years, because competitors cannot easily imitate these ideas. And for society, again, this also relates to the value for society of creative human beings, is more engaged human beings, citizens of a country or region, the more ideas they get, the more often they will follow some ideas. So you'll get more self-engaged citizens, but also you will get a more dynamic society where it's less likely likely that some crazy political leader or organizational leader or societal leader will be able to take power without some kind of resistance. Because people that are creative will more likely see from their own perspective what is actually going on and be less likely to be persuaded by some glamorous visions that they don't clearly understand.
So on one hand, the origin of creativity is you as an individual. On the other hand, there's a collective creativity. And can you describe these poles of individual and team creativity for us in short?
In short, I would say most people and most popular approaches to creativity right now are focusing on team creativity. That makes sense because organizations where it's typically applied are complex and you would like to involve people, let's say, from different departments already in the creative processes so that becomes easier to implement and get acceptance from the different departments afterwards if they feel like they have contributed to the development of the new solutions. It's important to say, to look at creativity not just from a team perspective, but also from an individual perspective. A lot of the creativity that takes place in teams is actually being performed by individuals and also very often by individuals, not in a meeting context, not in a workshop context, but let's say while they are running, while they are daydreaming, if they are very good at being creative and they understand their own creativity, maybe they deliberately set aside a creative session on their own where they try to think up some solutions that they maybe later bring into the team in a meeting setting as such. But being able to think about creativity both as a personal process and as a team process is very important if you really want to get the best out of it in an organization. When you're working as an individual, let's say you're a self-employed entrepreneur or you're an artist or you work on your own, then you still use other people. You're still being creative with other people, but it will be on your problems, on your vision, on your purpose. So you're inviting them into your world or your problems and they help you solve get a new perspective, so solve your problems. At least these three different ways where you're a team, where the goal is more general from a company maybe or an organization, where it's individual, and then this more complex one where you're an individual, but you use or you invite other people into your creative production.
Thanks, Christian, so far. And in the next episode, we will address the creative process and the creative environment.
Das war die erste Episode zum Thema Kreativität mit Christian Bürge. Ihr findet diese und weitere Episoden von Konrads Kosmos unter www.filmuniversität.de/audio. Und in der nächsten Episode erfahrt ihr von Christian alles über kreative Prozesse, ihre Funktion und wie ihr sie nachhaltig gestalten könnt. Seid ihr bereit? Gefördert durch das Bundesministerium für Wirtschaft und Energie im Rahmen von EXIST.